You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Elizabeth Eaglebot Memorial Fund 25th anniversary concert. And I'm currently joined by Jay Pocknell from Sound Without Sight. Jay, thank you for joining us for a quick chat.
Oh, thank you, Hubert. It's lovely to be here.
Can you give us a bit of a reflection on the concert we've just witnessed? It was absolutely fantastic, and so much variety on show as well in terms of music genres and music instruments.
Yeah, I think it was great to hear it like for real in person, because I've been aware of the programme for a little while, and it really exceeded my expectations, even knowing what was coming. Like, I think we were really keen in the lead up to the event to program artists that were so diverse. To have such a difference of instruments represented was really important for us. And styles as well.
Now, you yourselves obviously champion music production, audio production at Sound Without Sight. How important is it to see all of these blind and partially sighted artists and the careers they've built up for themselves and hearing them stories? How important is it to, you know, people like you who champion that sort of creativity?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is why we do it. This is the kind of cold, hard evidence of like what that support means and what it can produce in terms of like, yeah, the amazing performances that we've heard tonight. For us, it's been really validating the amount of people who have come up afterwards and saying they really want to be part of a community of blind and partially sighted musicians, which is what we offer. It's been great to have people really be keen to get involved and to be contributing and to access peer support. I think because that's really kind of undertapped potential at the moment. Yeah, I think it is so important, and I'm so thankful for the Elizabeth Eaglebot Memorial Fund in supporting us at Sound Without Sight. You know, we wouldn't be here without it. So we received our initial development seed funding from EEB a couple of years ago, and since then have had a bit more funding to program our webinar seasons, for example. And yeah, it really is that's kept us going and allowed us to develop and get the amount of people involved that we do today.
Now, Sound Without Sight is going from strength to strength, you know, thanks to that fund and many others. You know, what are the next steps for Sound Without Sight? Give us some of the things that you are coming up over the next few months.
Yeah, so as I said, we've been very lucky to have a little bit more funding from the Elizabeth Eaglebot Memorial Fund this year, and that's allowed us to do a couple of new things. So just next week, actually, we're starting our new drop-in sessions, which don't have a specific agenda. It's more a space to connect and to kind of share that experience, engage in that kind of peer support. It's something that we really heard from our community as something that didn't really exist. So yeah, really happy to be creating that space, and we hope that it is as valuable as people say that it will be. We also have our next season of webinars coming up, and we've got a community vote open at the moment for those. Again, really keen to be community driven. We put out a call out a couple of months ago of, you know, what are the topics you'd like to see covered in the next year, and we received like a ton. And the steering group narrowed it down to like 20 shortlists, and we've got a vote open at the moment where people can pick their top 8 that we would then program for the coming 9 months.
Fantastic. And if people would like to find out more about Sound Without Sight or contact you, how can they do that?
Best way is to visit the website at soundwithoutsight.org. All of the information is there. So on the homepage, you have the links to sign up to the next webinar, the next drop-in session, and also to get involved with user testing, which is a new initiative we're launching as well, trying to bring our community closer to music technology and opportunities within the arts, and making sure that they can be more accessible in the future.
Fantastic. Jay Pocknell from Sound Without Sight, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.